a lot of us are scared to step into the truest, highest version of ourselves because of what we think we might have to surrender to get there. I had to kill a version of myself, you know, and it was really scary, and a lot of things I've had to let go for me to allow myself to step into my truest potential. I don't care if I went to high school with you and you're a friend.
Right.
If you post something that's negative,
boom,
unfollow.
You're gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
I bet, no joke, in the last 5 years, I've unfollowed almost 2,000 people.
Yeah.
Between my social media. It's just, I think we really underestimate the effect of negativity on our brain. You can't love someone else until you love yourself, right? So once you can get to this place of, I truly love myself, and that that's what I'm trying to do in the app, is do these shifts that empower you to make you feel self-love, because I truly believe as human beings, we're here to do two things: connect and create.
Welcome to another episode of More Happy Life, the podcast that will teach you how to trigger upward spirals of health and happiness in your life. I'm Andy Proctor, a happiness activist whose goal is to make your life more happy with science-backed strategies and powerful interviews. If you enjoy this episode, share it and let me know by tapping the stars in the reviews. Welcome back to another episode of More Happy Life. This is your host, Andy Proctor. Today, we have an amazing guest with us. His name is Doug Cartwright, and he is the founder of a new app that helps you to ritualize daily physical and mental shifts to improve your health and happiness. Doug has an amazing story of how he went from being one of the top sales reps at Vivint, selling over 300 accounts per year and having made over $1 million by the time he was 25. Then he came to a point in his life where he realized he wanted something more than just making money and buying more things. And in today's episode, he shares his transformation and how he found his new purpose in creating shifts in his own mind and in the lives of others through connecting to his intuition. I hope you guys tune into this episode. It is an amazing episode. We really cover a lot of really amazing things, from breathing and gratitude to transitions and boosting our energy to unfollowing negativity and the negative influences in our lives to connecting, creating, and how to ultimately have a more happy life through tapping into your own intuition and highest self. Don't miss episode 120 with Doug Cartwright, the founder of The Daily Shifts. Doug, I am so glad to have you on the show today, and I'm excited to talk about your story and how you have developed this new amazing app to help trigger upward spirals of health and happiness. And that's what this podcast is really all about. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I think this is how long in the making now?
I don't know.
When did I first meet you? It's been over a year.
I think it has.
And we talked about that, our first meeting, like, let's do a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm so glad that Alicia Geddes, shout out to Alicia Geddes.
Introduced. Brought us together.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I just really love and I really respect your deliberate push towards what you believe is your purpose.
Yeah. I was actually talking to a friend earlier today actually about kind of like, what's your superpower? The answer I was able to come up with was my ability to just go 2 feet in.
Yeah.
I get really passionate about what I get into, whether it was my, you know, previous work days when I was working with Vivint.
Yeah.
I was all Vivint. And then, you know, I kind of stumbled across mindfulness, meditation, inner accountability, things like that. And gone all in on that now too.
Tell me a little bit more about that, about how you, like, you're all in right now, right? In
this,
and how you came to this point of purpose, right? Like, of finding your purpose. I talk about the power of finding and then like really living your purpose a lot. So like, how did you get there?
Yeah. So I tell people I had basically a midlife crisis at 26.
Yeah.
And so just a little bit of background.
I think that's more common these days.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Is I started working for Vivint Smart Home.
Yeah.
Love Vivint. My time at Vivint was so valuable. Saw a lot of material success early on. And so I remember being 20 years old, being recruited to work at Vivint and having this like knowingness in my stomach. Oh, like this is an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm going to go all in, and then I'm also going to be the top sales rep, and I'm also going to be the top manager and best recruiter. And so
right.
it consumed me, you know, between 20, 21, 22, 23. I mean, I cleared really well financial figures early and spent all of it. Like, yeah. you know, just totally blew it. You yeah, know, I don't yeah. have any of it left.
For
you know?
Sure.
Traveled yeah. the world and went to the Super Bowls and yeah. NBA Finals and bought the cars and like just blew it. Like
yeah.
any
yeah.
young 20-year-old single bachelor totally. Would do. And I got to a point in my career in my mid-20s where I kind of got a little bit scared
yeah.
because I wasn't fulfilled, right? I was always thinking like, okay, I literally remember a pivotal moment in 2015 and I was searching for happiness. And I remember thinking like, maybe I need to go in with some friends and buy a timeshare on a private jet. Maybe that's what'll do it. Hmm. And I was like, what? Like, A, I didn't have the money to do that.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And B, like, that's what I thought was going to fulfill me.
Be fulfilling. Right.
And so the advice I was getting from my mentors at the time was like, double down, you know, go make X and X. I'm 20. I'm single. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have a family. And I'm living lavishly.
Yeah.
And I'm miserable. Really scary time because it was like, what's my purpose? What's really going on? Why am I on this planet? What am I here to bring value for? As amazing as the skill set I learned in sales, selling alarm systems door to door wasn't my purpose on the planet.
Really. Even with the success.
I right, mean,
you,
right.
You were like super successful. Were you in like the top
yeah,
15?
I was top usually in the top 15 every year.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I sold pest control. Yeah. That's not easy, man. Like, yeah.
No, every year was that one. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was grinding. I didn't realize it at the time, but my mind was so anxious, so much anxiety, so much fear, just like overwhelm.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize it because it was just I was so used to it.
Right.
And then by chance, just a couple of interesting things started happening in my life. I started reading like The Secret and like You Are a Badass by Jin Sincero and like started doing yoga. And I distinctively remember my first yoga class I ever went to. We got to Shavasana. So anyone who doesn't know yoga, it's kind of the end. You kind of just rest. And it was a restorative class and there was candlelights. And I get to the Shavasana and I lay down. And I was like, what is this place? I was so calm and so serenity. And I feel like my brain was running on a treadmill for 5 years straight.
Yeah.
And then it was able to slow down. And I'm like, I savored that moment.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this? And so that curiosity, I kept following, you know, the white rabbit, you know,
hit you.
And I'm just like, I got to go down this mindfulness path.
Wow.
That's how it all started. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I think that's really powerful. I mean, I think it can be scary, right? I think I've heard from a lot of people who for their first time try listening to their thoughts and just observing themselves in their minds, like that it's terrifying.
So it's really interesting you bring that up. I just launched this app, right?
Yeah,
where the purpose is to realign and calm your mind, and but also combination of being proactive in the world and being your best self and what are you valuable for. And so I was interviewing a really successful friend of mine who's been using the app, and I just trying to get some feedback from him. And he was like, man, I love your app. Like, I love the daily shifts. I like the shifts I do each day. And I'm like, well, what do you think of the meditation piece? He's like, oh, I don't do the meditation piece. I'm like, why? You know, trying to get feedback. He's like, I'm scared to death of meditation.
Mm.
I'm like, really? Why?
Yeah.
He's like, my life is so good right now. I'm scared what will happen if I go down that path. And I thought that was so fascinating.
It is.
Because for me, it's like, my meditation practice is every day.
Yeah.
No chance of missing it. It is the most important part of my day.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people can be scared of this space, you know? And, you know, it's also funny. I had another mentor said something similar. I was telling him like, hey, you should start reading some of these spirituality books. I read, you know, Conversations with God, Untethered Soul, Surrender Experiment, just, you know, some really powerful books in my life. And my mentor, who's worth tens of millions of dollars, literally said, I'm scared of what I'll find. I think people
almost like, what if you have to give all that up?
Right. You know, you know, what's interesting too, what I'm correlating is part of the big message I wanted to share with your listeners today is whatever you want to call it, God, soul, universe, higher power, the divine, Holy Spirit. I mean, there's a million names for it. Gut feeling, energy, whatever you want to call it. One of those words I just said will resonate with you. And we can all tap into this And it can be overwhelming because it is something bigger than us. And a lot of us are scared to step into the truest, highest version of ourselves because of what we think we might have to surrender to get there. What will we have to give up on our lives to step into our highest power? You know, it is a scary transition, you know, going through my transition from being kind of like the Wolf of Wall Street sales guy into, you know, kind of more into the meditation, mindfulness, yoga space.
Right.
I had to kill a version of myself, you know, and it was really scary. And a lot of things I've had to let go for me to allow myself to step into my truest potential.
That's really interesting that you said you had to kill a version of yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's terrifying to think about that part of ourselves almost dying, right?
Right. And I think, you know, people will sometimes say, you know, you're scared of the unknown, right?
Yeah.
But one of my favorite quotes is people aren't scared of the unknown. They're scared of losing the known. Right?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what's scary, because you can't be scared of the unknown, because it's impossible to be scared of something you don't know about.
You don't know, exactly.
But your people are scared of losing the known, so that's why we hold on and cling to things so intensely, right?
Yeah.
Because it's safe.
Totally.
Right.
I think that's one of the biggest trials or obstacles I've had to face recently, too, is like this kind of uncertainty. I've talked a little bit about that on the podcast, but yeah.
Yeah, there's for sure a space between of like letting go of what's known and comfortable, and before you fully move in to this new space, there's this middle ground where there's a lot of uncertainty, and it's a really scary place to be.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I recently just picked up my whole life and moved to Austin, and there was a transition period after I had moved from Utah and before I had launched the app.
Okay.
And I had 6 weeks in Austin and I had like a mild panic attack.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just moved my whole life across the country, left my safe paying job. I'm living in a new town and I don't have a company out yet.
Right.
And I don't have any friends.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't found community here yet. The mind will just like think of all the worst things. But I was able to breathe and lean into it and trust that gut feeling we have, that intuition. It was like, oh, it was almost just like, just wait, you're in the right place. You know, the universe is going to take care of you.
Yeah.
Right. And just trust and just trust. Right. And so we're slow. I mean, I'm still like new launched business, you know, I'm still in Austin, but like just in those few weeks, I've met new friends, found community. I've had success with the business launch. And so it's like leaning into that and trusting the universe it will provide is a hard thing to do, but it's worth it.
Such a hard thing to do. Yeah. That's awesome though.
Yeah.
Man, I commend you for that. That's really amazing.
Thank you.
A huge part of happiness, in my belief, is our energy. Like, I believe our energy is a huge key to being happy and fulfilled in life. And, you know, physical energy, emotional energy, and I'm talking about all the different types of energy, right? Social energy, spiritual energy.
Yeah.
Some researchers call it psychic energy, you know, this like cognitive clarity and energy. And I think it's huge. And I'd love to have you kind of talk about energy and I've used your app. I think it's amazing. I was actually one of your beta testers. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah.
And I remember noticing a difference in energy in many of those types of energy. You know, I'd love to hear you talk about energy and like why you designed your app the way that you did.
First off, you know, I think it kind of ties into two things. And the first one is, one of my favorite quotes is, people act on the outside how they feel on the inside, right?
Yeah, I love
so
that.
So if we are in turmoil inside or depressed or anxious or not focused in some way or another, it's going to show up.
Yeah.
How we show up in the world, and we'll lash out at someone, or we'll be not present with our family and friends.
Right.
And we're so internal.
Yeah.
And so I took it upon myself, you know, over the years as I was kind of basically didn't realize the time, but I was building this app because I was trying all these things, these habits and meditation nowadays. If I can align my energy internally, it completely changes my external world. Right. I show up in a different way. You know, happy people attract happy people. Right.
Totally.
And
oh, yes.
So if I knew if I could change my inner world, my external world's going to be whatever I want to. I can manifest however I want.
Right.
And so over a period of time, I'm trying and practicing all of these different, I call shifts throughout the day.
Yeah. Right.
And it's simple. It's little things like waking up and drinking a tall glass of water right when you wake up.
Yeah.
Brain functionality, your body feels good. And so I take it down to mind, body, soul, right? Take care of your mind, take care of your body, take care of your soul. And if you can do those three things, your whole world is going to be a beautiful masterpiece that you get to create however you want.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
No, I completely agree with that.
Yeah, and so energetically, that's what we're doing is we're aligning. That's what literally the purpose of shift is to heighten your awareness.
Yeah.
Right? So you can align internally.
Right.
And express it outwardly.
Hmm.
Right? And so throughout this app, you know, I give you these gentle reminders.
Yeah.
Of how to get aligned. And I think three things that are really important, no matter where you are in your life, where you're listening to this, there's three things you can be anywhere and go back to gratitude. You can go back to breath and you can go to meditation. So those three things, gratitude, breath, meditation, and you can literally change the energy within you in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Right?
So everyone listening, you know, one of my favorite things to do is close your eyes and do this if you're listening, except if you're driving. Don't do it if you're driving.
Yeah.
But think of someone you love. Think of someone really important in your life. It could be your mom. It could be a friend, whatever it may be. And just think of how grateful for you are for that person and take a moment. And then just wish for them to be happy and just send a little energetic note out into the universe. And it's funny, I was watching you, Andy. Your eyes are closed right now. But as soon as I said, think of them to be happy, you smirked and you smiled, right? And it was a really quick change.
Yeah.
You could be having a really rough day, and if you just think of that person, it could be anyone who's important to you, and just wish for them to be happy, it literally changes how you feel.
I love that. And I was just thinking of the first person that came to mind was Jen Nascimento, and she is this beautiful human that was part of my CAP group. And anyways, it was just easy to have this thought of her being happy. And you know, it's interesting because loving kindness meditation, there's so much research that's been done on loving kindness meditation, which is basically exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
So, I mean, literally like changes the structure of your brain. They've done like neuroscans and shown that like just doing that one thing you just said right there.
And so I like to stack it. I like to go that and then do a breath, really easy breathing technique. And this can work wherever you are. Is just, it's 2 seconds in, 2 second hold, 4 seconds out.
Hmm.
Just two rounds of that. Just hold. And then a second one, 2 seconds in. Hold. And then out.
Hmm.
Can really slow down your whole nervous system, right?
Yeah.
And then I'll stack it on top of a meditation. You know, a lot of times people who are new to meditation think you have to like sit cross-legged and burn incense and, you know, right. chant and do your alms.
Right.
But a lot of times I'll just take, if I'm just like waiting at the doctor's office or for my oil change, I just close my eyes, and all meditation is just keeping your eyes closed and just allowing your thoughts to come and go and focusing on your breath. So wish for someone to be happy, take some deep breaths and just kind of close your eyes. And then literally less than 5 minutes can completely change your inner energy so you can show up as a better human being in the outer world.
I mean, really, that is like an act of gratitude. You know what I mean? I think that that's very powerful and can totally change your energy. So thank you for just like letting me experience that.
Yeah, of course.
And I mean, I had just like goosebumps and like feeling a lot of positivity resonance here. So thank you.
Yeah, and I wanted to just tie into that too, is the reason this is so important is because we have so much noise in our life. And it's important to note that the noise isn't necessarily bad, right? We just have relationships and family and boss and career kids and
lots of stuff going
just
on.
So much movement, right?
Yep.
Whether it's, you know, we like to watch Netflix or watch sports, those aren't bad things to do.
Right.
You know, listening to the, I mean, there's just so, everyone wants our attention.
Yeah.
You know? Advertisers can charge so much money for your attention. That's the most valuable asset, is our attention.
Yeah.
And so everyone's trying to get through it. Yeah. But when we get so caught up in the noise, there's a disconnect between us and our intuition.
Hmm.
And when you can truly harness your intuition, it's going to lead your life and present you a life better than you can ever imagine, and give you those gentle whisper, those gentle nudges, those gut feelings, right?
Yeah.
To make the right decisions. But what happens is too often than not, we get so disconnected from that.
Yeah.
And we turn reactive, right? Our lives turn reactive instead of proactive. If we can eliminate the noise, you know, the whole purpose of my app is so you have moments to eliminate the noise, to reconnect, to listen to your intuition, realign your energy, and be able to show up as your best self.
So crucial. Yeah. I mean, we talked about this in one of the past episodes with Craig Case on how to have breakthrough ideas. Mm. And he talked about brain states with, alpha and beta.
Right.
And he says we're all beta blocked, because we're always just go, go, go. I think it's critical that we take time to shift, right?
Right.
And to really let our brain go into nothing mode, or to just pause and not be doing anything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I think that's, part of why I created the app is it's not like some huge, massive thing you got to do and spend all this time on. It's literally, on average, my user spends less than 4 minutes a day on the app. And we have three check-ins a day. And it's just really quick, these little gentle reminders to bring you back right. home, you back home, get in line with yourself, get that beta waves open so you can be guided into your intuition and be able to breathe and relax. And so it's just throughout the day, it gets really busy. So I just want to bring you back.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. And I think, that brings up another thing I want to talk about, which is transitions. Mm. I think I recently read a book by Brendon Burchard called High Performance Habits, and he talks about transitions being this huge part of why we accomplish what we want or not, right? And, we hold on to everything the whole day until the end of the day or worse, right, until the end of the week or longer, and we realize we're exhausted and we just need to let go. I think what you're talking about, right, is like these transitions, right? Going from waking up to eating breakfast, going from eating breakfast to whatever the next task is in your day, and then that to like getting in the car and then driving, and then going from driving to like sitting down at your desk, and then from there, so it's like all these mini transition opportunities. I think that we can really lose so much energy as we go through these transition times if we don't have this practice of, just breathing.
Yeah, and I think it's just getting into the flow state, right?
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
And like letting go, letting go of what you just finished and then committing to what you're about to start.
Right.
And I think that's what this app is like trying to like hopefully do, right? Is like help you practice that.
Bring intention.
Process. Exactly.
Into what you're doing.
Exactly. Setting intention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me, you talked about how people will hold up these things for a week and then.
Yeah.
It's reminds me of the quote that suffering is when we're attached to a specific result. And so we have this resistance of how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's supposed to look like this. I'm supposed to do this. My job report's supposed to look like this. My family's supposed to look like this. My spouse is supposed to look like this.
Right.
And it's not. It's just not ever going to be like that. Yeah. And so when we have resistance to how it's going to be, we hold up all of these energies, these stored energies, and then we're exhausted because we're running these formulas in our head and these how it's supposed to be in our head.
Right.
And we're driving ourselves crazy.
Yeah.
And I think, one of the most important, I would say actually the number one most important decision I've made in my life is I surrendered my life to the universal flow of the planet. And let me explain a little bit more to that. So this came from the book Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer.
Okay.
Right. And whatever you believe, I'm not here to define a higher source or a higher power for anyone here. And whatever you believe is perfect. His claim is this, that the earth on a scientific level, is like 4.5 billion years old.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And without any human involvement.
Yeah.
We have beautiful mountain ranges and beaches and how many different animals and insects and fishes. And we have the northern lights and we have prime conditions for life.
Yeah.
We may be warming the planet up right now, and that's another discussion, but
right.
They're like, for example, and if those who have seen like One Strange Rock by Will Smith, he talks about how it'll rain in Africa and the condensation will pull up the sand and store in the clouds. And then those clouds go over to South America and then it rains in South America. And that sand is the absolute perfect fertilizer for those plants to thrive.
Yeah.
Right.
Why does it do that?
Like, and there's,
why would it do that?
And there's a, and there's a magnetic field
right
around our planet.
Yeah.
That blocks deadly solar rays.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So we can live.
Yeah.
It just does that.
Yeah.
Right? It's insane. Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely crazy for living conditions. So to think that my...
Like, the odds are dizzying. It's like, what, 400 billion?
400 trillion or something like that.
400 trillion to one or something.
Yeah. So to think that my 30-year-old human brain knows how to best navigate that universal life flow on this planet is silly. And so I do have such a strong belief in something bigger than me is guiding my life. When I have resistance to it looking a certain way, that's where I'll suffer. So if I can just surrender and know that the right people are going to come into my life at the right time, the right opportunities are going to come at the right time, and just surrender it to the universe.
Yeah.
But not just sitting home and meditating and saying,
right.
But like being my absolute best self and showing up in the world the best I can, the combination between that and trusting in the universal life flow, is your life's going to turn out way better than you could ever possibly imagine. Because, for example, think of where you are today.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Picture your life 5 years ago. Could you have predicted that you'd be sitting here doing this right now?
No, absolutely not.
Right. And I think that's probably true for almost everyone listening to this podcast.
For sure.
You can't predict the path.
Right, exactly.
You can have goals and set points. Like, I want to accomplish this. How you get there, you cannot predict, and it never turns out. So if you can just surrender and put your trust into something bigger than you, it eliminates a lot of this tension and these transitions and these difficult moments, because you know that life is happening for you, for your best good, and not to you.
Yeah, it's happening for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all for us.
It's a very growth mindset. I think it's a way to look at life that's a lot more optimistic. And I think it's a way, if we look at it that way, that we actually also create it. So like, if we believe that that it's happening for us, we also can see, we'll pick out all the things that like confirm that, right?
Totally.
But why not? Why not, right? Why not look at it that way?
Well, if the bad things are going to happen no matter what.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
So why not take the positive from it? Because I mean, I would ask, I've never had a conversation with someone and ask me, what's the hardest trial in your life that you've ever that you've ever experienced? Hardest trial you've ever experienced. And they go into whatever it may be. Not one of those people would ever take it back, because it catapulted them into the person they are today.
Yeah.
You know, think about the hardest experience. What did you learn from that? And how valuable is that skill set because of that, you know? And when you can reframe your mindset that this is all happening for you, for your highest and best good, it allows you to move through it with much more ease and control.
Such an important message. And I thank you for bringing that up and talking about that. Yeah. And I think it's huge for everything related to our well-being. And I mean, how we see the world it's everything, right?
Yeah.
That determines so much of how we feel, how we think.
Mm-hmm. And what we manifest and what we attract into our life, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I think it's interesting. There's this whole movement called transformative journalism from Michelle Gielen. And she talks about how journalism is like, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, right? And it's like everything negative and all these things that are they're powerful, right? They're very powerful in a negative way. And our brains are wired to really pay attention to the negative.
Sure.
It helped us survive. But there's a way to see the good too. And I think to bring out the good and to help you can still report on things, but in a way that's responsible, that helps people to see what they can do about it.
Yeah.
So that we don't start believing that the world is falling apart. I mean, research shows it's not.
It's never been a better time to be alive. This is the best time to ever be alive.
Ever.
And I would say one of the most influential things I did in my life was probably 4 or 5 years ago through my Twitter, my Facebook, my Instagram. Mm. I unfollowed every news outlet and celebrity.
Yeah.
Completely. It wasn't even coming into my brain. I wasn't bringing it into my energetic field.
Yeah.
And initially it was like, oh my gosh, what if something big happens that I don't find out?
Right.
Guess what? If something really big happens,
you would know.
You're going to find out. Your friends are going to talk about it.
Exactly.
Right. And so because of that, I don't even want to know how much just a negative trash just never even went into my brain.
Yeah.
And subconsciously I wasn't holding on to. And so I started following like cool pictures of Earth accounts and animal accounts and planet Earth and whatever, and just filled my news feed with positivity.
Yeah.
And it was, and you know, 5 years later, it's completely, I think I changed my life.
Well, and here's the thing is like, you're the kind of person now who is now doing something to change the world. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Tomorrowland, but it's like, it's this like Disney movie that was kind of not as popular, but it was this awesome idea of the fact that like, we create the reality.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we constantly predict bad things happening, they're going to just happen.
They're going to show up.
And so we need people like you.
Thank you.
Who unfollow, right? Yeah. Unfollow the news.
Yeah. Unfollow and block.
Yeah.
So it can't even show up on my timeline.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Seriously. It takes some effort. It takes some deliberation. But like, it's that kind of deliberate action.
Yeah.
That really can create these huge shifts in our lives. I've done something similar where I just don't watch the news. Yeah. I don't follow the news.
Yeah.
And yeah, if something big happens, like I'll find out.
Totally.
Somebody will tell me. Yeah. I'll figure it out. Yeah. But like I don't need to be on the top of it. Like I don't need to know about it.
Yeah. I just don't think it's worth it, you know, and especially like, you know, people talk to me like, what do you do about the campaign, your 2020 election, you know? And so I don't follow any of the candidates.
Yeah.
But I have close friends who are really involved that I trust on both sides, on the left and the right.
Yeah.
And so usually what I do before election is I'll talk to them. And I'm like, who are you voting for and why? I trust your opinion. And I'll talk to a couple of my closest friends. And then I also do the isidewith.com.
Okay.
So it's a very middle ground where it asks you a bunch of questions and it tells you based upon your answers who you probably should vote for.
Oh, yeah. No, that's really good.
Yeah.
And I like that. Yeah.
I do that maybe.
It's values based, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
I do that, you know, probably a week before the election.
Yeah.
And it saves me a year of like emotional roller coasters and resentment and emotional charged and fights. And it's just like, I'm able to like live my life on my terms.
I love that.
And I think it's just really important because especially, you know, you said it yourself, the brain reacts to negativity and holds on.
It's like Velcro.
Yeah, it's Velcro. And so if we can eliminate that and replace it with positivity, it shows up once again. How you feel on the inside is how you show up on the outside, right? If you can keep that energy within you aligned and positive,
right,
it's going to show up in your outer world.
And here's the thing, like if you really, really wanted to like get back into it.
Yeah.
It would probably only take you a couple of days.
Yeah.
Like
a day,
right? Yeah. To get fully caught up.
Yep.
Here's the other thing. There's also so many like services and apps and stuff out there that can summarize things for you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm 100%, 110% agree with that notion. Yeah. We need to, and not just news, like, you know, who are the people that you constantly, you know, see in your feed, if you're on your feed.
I'm really glad you brought this up.
Talking about people, talking about negative things or like sharing negative things or like who do you follow? Right?
So I'm so glad you brought that up. Like literally on my feeds, Facebook, Twitter, I don't care if I went to high school with you and you're a friend.
Right.
If you post something that's negative.
Boom.
Unfollow.
You're gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
I bet no joke in the last 5 years I've unfollowed almost 2,000 people between my social media. It's just, I think we really underestimate the effect of negativity on our brain.
Totally.
And I have complete control of that.
Yep.
And so we're cutting it. Like negative, boom, you're out.
Yeah. Well, and we're just now starting to catch up with that in the academic research, right?
Right.
Like, I mean, Michelle Gielen's done some great research on the news and showed that it's actually bad for you. Like it's literally bad for your health.
Sure.
If you are constantly like consuming the news. Yeah. But like think about people who were personally connected to sharing something negative.
Yeah.
Like what kind of an effect does that have on us too?
Yeah.
So, thank you for bringing that up.
I didn't want to go down that road. You know?
No. Yeah. Seriously.
Right, we're talking about it too long.
Speaking of people who we're connected to, right? The number one predictor of our health and happiness is how closely connected we are to the people that we love.
Mm.
I would love to just talk for a minute with you about, you know, how can these things that we've been talking about with your app, you know, the shifts.
Yeah.
How can that have an impact on our close relationships?
Yeah, and I think, you know, this loneliness epidemic is a real thing.
Yes.
It's the number one killer right now. People are lonely.
Yeah.
A lot of us are carrying a lot of trauma And it might be subconscious. I'm not even aware of it. And it's goes back to the whole sentence stem work of I'm not enough.
Yeah.
Right. So we get into this comparison thing, and it's like this person has it better than me, or this family's better than mine, or why can't would they have this better job?
Right.
And the story you're really telling yourself is I'm not enough. Right. And when we believe that so deeply subconsciously, it almost causes us to retreat and stay within, because we don't deserve. If I'm not enough, then I know if I don't feel like I'm enough, I know I don't deserve infinite love or big love or deep, meaningful friendships. Right.
Right.
And I'm letting you down or whatever it may be. Yeah. And so it goes deeper than that of if we can fix that sentence pattern and tell yourself you are enough and do the work to love yourself again, because you can't love someone else until you love yourself, right? So once you can get to this place of I truly love myself, and that that's what I'm trying to do in the app, is do these shifts that empower you to make you feel self-love, because I truly believe as human beings, we're here to do two things, connect and create, right? And what's cool is you combine the two of them, and then
that's happiness right there.
Then it's co-creation.
Yeah.
Create together. Connect, create, co-create.
Hmm.
And so to get to that first step of connection, you have to truly love yourself. Because when you truly love yourself, you're not seeking outward validation. I don't need you to validate me if I truly love myself, because your opinion
It
doesn't matter.
Right.
But too much of us don't love ourselves.
Yeah.
And don't have that internal compass of love. And so we seek validation from others to support us up. And the moment you outsource your validation and outsource your intuition, you're never going to be happy.
Right.
Because you're depending on someone else.
You need to chase your worth for your whole life.
Right. And so to get back into that space of true love, you know, I really believe the Daily Shifts app and my online course, you know, can be a foundation of how to find your way back home to yourself. There's something really magical that happens when you truly love yourself. It allows you to step into the world with no fear. It's eliminated immensely, because it doesn't matter if I win or lose or fail or succeed, because your opinion of that won't matter. And I'll be able to do what I truly love to do, because I'm doing it for me and not for someone else.
Right.
Yeah. But to get to that point, there's a lot of work behind that.
The you, like who is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, I think it is so worth it. Like you were saying, your buddy who is worth millions of dollars, and he's like, I don't know if I want to go there.
Yeah.
And I'm not like calling him out or anything, but I'm just saying, like, anybody who's like, I don't know if I want to go there.
Yeah.
If you want to have like the number one predictor of health and happiness, that connection, you've got to go there.
Yeah.
You got to go there.
Yeah.
Like you just have to.
Mm-hmm.
And
to be the best version of yourself, highest version of yourself, you've got to go there.
You have to look inside.
Got to be willing to look at what you don't want to look at.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's really huge.
And so I think the app, you know, is the beginner's guide to this work.
Yeah, it's first step.
It's first step, right? And if you never make it to the next step, that's totally okay.
How many people haven't taken that step?
Right.
Millions.
Yeah, and a lot of people are looking for this.
Right.
You know, I don't think anyone would listen to this and disagree with what we're saying.
Right.
But a lot of people just don't know how to start.
Yeah.
Where do I go? Like, this all sounds great. Like, of course I want to love myself and be able to do what I want to do and step out in the world, but where do I begin?
Sure.
It's the Daily Shifts. It's why I built this whole app in the first place. It's a landing spot for you to start your journey of self-actualization.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really love it. I'm so excited for everybody to try it. I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't just try it. I mean, it's an amazing app. And I've been using it, and it really does help me with those transitions. And like I've noticed an uptake in energy, and it's really amazing. So definitely try the app. Yeah. And so before we get to that, I want to ask you one more question.
Yeah.
Do you have any other advice that, you know, there's always somebody out there listening who just wants one thing. I mean, we've already had a lot of things today, right? But what would you say is one more thing that you would tell people to have a more happy life today?
If I could share one message with the world, it would be go back and create a relationship with your intuition. Nobody knows what to do for your life but you. Your mom doesn't know, your dad doesn't know, your friends don't know, your spouse doesn't know, because no one knows you like you do.
Yeah. Right?
You know yourself, you know your intuition the best. And so to have a more happy life, create routine, ritual, to connect back in with your intuition, whether that's through journaling, meditation, yoga, dancing, playing an instrument, cooking,
yeah,
whatever allows you to tap into your higher self, go back into that and trust it. Trust your gut. Like, you know, I always tell people when people come to me for advice, you know, here's the situation, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, you already know the answer. Like, you're just seeking validation.
Right.
You want me to validate what you already think is the right answer.
Yeah.
But just trust your intuition. It knows the way. Trust your soul. That's the advice I give, is trust your own soul.
I love that so much. You know, I woke up the other day from a dream of me breakdancing.
Cool.
And I used to breakdance.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. And I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I had this dream of me doing what's called a flare, which is like, it's a crazy, it's like a power move, right? For breakdancers.
Sure.
It was like, I felt like it was like a message saying like, this is a goal that you should go after. Like almost more important than like so many other goals I have right now. So anyways, that's one of my goals.
Go.
And
yeah.
I'm like doing it.
Doing
and,
it.
I mean, I'm a 35-year-old man, but I'm like, I don't care. Like I'm gonna be able to do a flare.
Yeah. I have a question for you though.
Yes.
What do you think it means to be human?
Wow.
That's a question I've been pondering for a while. You know, like, what is it? Like, we are here having a human, like, I truly believe I'm a spiritual being.
Yeah.
Having a human experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Good question.
So what does it mean for you to be human?
For me to be human, I think it means I am a walking, talking contradiction.
Mm.
But within that contradiction, there is like peace. There is power.
Yeah.
There is chaos.
Mm.
There is love. There is this like indomitable hope and optimism. There's also this fear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this, like I said, like this walking, talking contradiction.
I
like
love
I'm a constant paradox,
mm.
right? I think that is what it means to be human. I think when we, and I think whenever I hear a story or like start to listen to a story of somebody who is that, totally on board with that, because like that's what I am.
Yeah.
And I think it's the intuition. I think it's these shifts, and I think it's these moments where we're breathing and like tapping into that inside and being able to look at ourselves when we can actually observe that, like, that's exactly what I am.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that's what I am. And if anybody who doesn't think that that's what they are, like, they're totally deceiving themselves. That's my opinion. At least.
I love that. I've been asking a lot of that question to a lot of people, and I love that response. Probably my favorite one. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for asking. That's a good question. So tell me, where can they find your app? On the App Store?
Yeah. So we're Apple only right now.
Okay. Apple.
So Android users, hold on.
Yeah.
We're a couple months out.
Yeah.
But I'll give a deal for your listeners too.
Awesome.
So you search The Daily Shifts in the App Store and you'll find my app.
Great.
And anyone, you can buy. So there's a freemium version.
Yeah.
Very basic version. Breath, gratitude. And I would love for everyone to have the freemium version. But if you subscribe, you actually enroll into the program. So there's a program within the app, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's where you level up. There's 10 levels, and every day you get more shifts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And more challenges and more goals.
Yeah.
And so anyone who's really in this place to looking to level up in their life,
right?
Go premium for sure. And I'll do a deal that anyone who pays for a year of premium up front, I think it's $6 a month.
Okay.
I have a online course. It's $500.
Yeah.
I'll give it to it for free.
Wow.
So anyone who goes and buys a year on the App Store.
Okay.
For the leveling up within the app, I'll also include my online course for free.
Sweet. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll make sure to include the details.
Yeah.
In
all the details
show
on
notes.
That. Yep. Yeah.
Perfect.
Cool.
Great.
Sweet. Yeah.
Awesome. Doug, thank you so much for this. Has been amazing. And thank you for being on the More Happy Life show. And I've just loved connecting with you today.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
I really hope this episode helped you to have a more happy life today. If you enjoy this episode, share it and let me know by tapping the stars in the reviews. You can also find me on Instagram @morehappylife or by going to morehappylife.co. Thanks for listening and see you soon.